You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll round up the top state news from the past week that you may have missed in the flood of post-election news and analysis. First, as the days get longer and the weather gets chilly, it's time to bring back comfort food. Today, we talk about one of the most versatile and comforting foods around, the potato. From salads to French fries, from samosas and curries, potatoes have a lot going for them. Our guest today shares potato recipes from around the world. Raghavan Iyer joins us now. He's a James Beard Award winner and the author of the book Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked, and Fried Too, A Celebration of Potatoes in 75 Irresistible Recipes. Raghavan, welcome back to Central Time.
Veronica, thank you so much for having me. You're making me hungry.
You're making me hungry. I have to say, this cookbook was not easy to read when I had an empty stomach. In your new book, you confessed to being a potato holic. So how long does this love affair you've had with potatoes go back?
I would say at least 55 years. If you count in utero, it'll be 56. it truly has been one of those ingredients that actually has been sort of a crazed obsession ever since I can remember.
What do you remember about the first delicious bite of potato that you ate?
I grew up in Mumbai, India, and I lived there for the first 21 years of my life. And, being the youngest male child of a large family, I mean, my mother certainly always, came to me and asked me, what would I want to have for lunch or dinner, and especially in the evening time, for a snack. And it was perennially, it was something to do with potatoes. And I think after a while, she just said, it's not worth asking him because it's going to be the same answer. But that's, one of my first memories is actually, my mother used to, our kitchens were, pretty much on the floor. And so she would be sitting on the floor and cooking, and there would be a kerosene stove with a wok that rested on it with oil. And, she would hand cut potatoes, and she would, of course, you know them as French fries, but I grew up knowing them as potato chips. Mm. And I guess it's the English legacy. And that's how she would cut them fairly thick, and then she would fry them in hot oil. She had a very unusual way of making them, which I think, it totally ruined the oil, but I just thought the flavors were a little bit more intense in terms of the saltiness of it. She would actually salt the oil as the potatoes were cooking. And, of course, I mean, it was a mess to clean, but that's what she did. And that's what, she figured that's the way to do it. And but the flavors were really, really quite wonderful. And that's probably one of my early childhood memories.
Now, these days, you're a serious chef. You have probably cooking's most prestigious award under your belt, the James Beard Award. Do you feel guilty at all for loving potatoes this much?
Oh, not at all. If you only knew what James Beard chefs do eat.
I bet.
I really don't, because I think that's what I wanted to prove with the book, was I could put together a collection of recipes that were extremely unique in many ways. And even if you take something as, mundane as mashed potatoes, and you think about the holiday season coming up and that's what people look towards, I just felt, you could, once you know what goes into working with them and how do you incorporate flavors, I always feel like that's what I bring to the table, is my knowledge of working with herbs and spices and combinations that people won't think about putting together. And and I think that's what made it exciting. So it was truly fun working on the book. And somebody asked me the other day, aren't you tired once you got the book done that you were sick of potatoes? And it's, even this morning I had potatoes for breakfast.
Yeah, so, I understand that.
It's like you eat, I'm one of those who eats potatoes, and I think about the next meal when I can, what can I do different with the potatoes?
Wow, so this is really a labor of love for you.
And, it is.
And we got to get to your recipes, and we will talk about those mashed potatoes, because most of America, a lot of America anyway, is going to be making mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk first a little bit about the potatoes themselves. You divide mm-hmm. them into categories, starchy and waxy. What's the mm-hmm. difference, and why do we need to know that?
Well, I think, you know, people, especially in the U.S., are not that concerned about the varietal's name. You know, they are much more, I think when they go to the grocery store, they look for, you know, either the russets or the Yukon Golds and or red potato. So they don't look for a particular varietal. So oftentimes, depending on what it is that you're making, there are certain techniques that work better with, for instance, the floury potatoes, which are actually high in starch and very low moisture. So because of that fact, they lend itself very well to, you know, making mashed potatoes, to turning them into baking potatoes. And so things that do require a higher amount of starch, those techniques work very well for those. The waxy potatoes are, you know, again, also sometimes known as boilers. They are a high moisture, low starch content, and so it keeps them a little bit more cohesive. And so, you know, especially when you think about the realm of, you know, potato salads, or you want to do something, you're boiling the potato, you want a potato that's going to hold its shape and size and form in the finished product. So those are some of the key differences you look for when you're choosing the potato.
Raghavan Iyer is with us right now to talk about how to get the most out of one of the world's most versatile comfort foods, the potato. He is a James Beard Award winner and author of the new cookbook. It's called Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked and Fried 2, A Celebration of Potatoes in 75 Irresistible Recipes. And we've been talking about Thanksgiving and mashed potatoes, even if it's not for Thanksgiving. A lot of people, that's a staple on dining room tables. What do we need to do the sort of quintessential delicious mashed potato?
You know, I think, again, it goes back to choosing the right potato. Oftentimes I will go for the russet, which is, you know, I call it the workhorse of potatoes in many ways. And so you want a floury potato like that. And Idaho russets work beautifully well for that, by the way. And so once you, I prefer, when you're making mashed potatoes, you know, oftentimes the color, it's that whiteness of it that truly is essential. So, you know, you do want to peel the skin of the potato, and then you cut it up into cubes, and then you boil them. You don't need to salt the water. I usually don't, but if you do, that's fine as well. And then you want to boil it until it's just tender. So when you take a fork and you pierce it, it should just fall apart, as opposed to being, you know, overly cooked. And then and the goal is to drain it, and then, you know, give the colander a few shakes, and then I return those cubed potatoes back to that same pan and to dry it out a little bit. And so when you're drying it out, you're getting rid of all the excess surface moisture. And then here's the key thing for that is, you know, invest in getting yourself a really good ricer. Any kitchen store would have them. I've seen them in just about any grocery store or, you know, a place that sells home appliances as well.
Why not a hand mixer?
Because you don't want to beat it, and if you beat it, I think you make it much more starchy, and it becomes very gummy almost. So the secret is to actually not beat it, because that will make the starch molecules much more aggressive, and so you want it extremely light, because that's what sets apart, you know, the mashed potato as being, it's like you feel like you're eating a bowl full of clouds. You know, it has to be very light. And so, but before, you know, one of the other things too, oftentimes, you know, when people are mashing the potatoes by hand, let's say, or they're using a masher, you know, again, you have a chance of over mashing it. And I think that tends to be a little bit, and oftentimes they'll add the cold ingredients like butter and, you know, cream or what have you. But the secret to it is, you know, once you, before you even start dealing with the potato in terms of ricing it, You want to get your little saucepan going with, you know, any hot liquid you're going to add to that. You know, of course, I mean, holiday season coming up, you want a sense of opulence. And so I end up pouring some cream into a pan. And I'll also add some cheese to that, or you know, even just fresh herbs, I think work beautifully well with a burst of coarsely cracked black peppercorns and a hint of salt in that cream. And so the cream is actually simmering, and so then that's when you sort of dry out your potatoes in the pan, and you put them into the ricer, and you basically then, you know, rice the potatoes into a bowl, a serving bowl that you're going to use. And then you're going to pour that hot cream with all those, you know, beautiful herbs and so on. And then you basically just fold it in just until the liquid and the potatoes get incorporated. And that's it. You don't want to overbeat it. And so once you do that, it's like, you know, when you're making something that requires a lot of beating, you're just folding it, like especially egg whites, you're folding into something. It's sort of the same concept. And so as soon as you fold it in, you're done with it. And then, you know, again, I said that this is sort of torture because I'm hungry. but the end result is just dynamite. And so to me, that's what makes it that right combination of potato and technique. And the temperature, I think, will yield a texture that is extremely light.
It sounds great.
And you think about, you know, altering the flavors in those potatoes. I mean, you've got truly the world is at your fingertips. And, you know, anything from fresh herbs to an interesting combination of spices you can throw in. And so it truly becomes an amazing sort of a flavor palette for you to paint your amazing combinations. And so that's what makes it so amazing.
I've got a caller who I think is thinking along your frame of mind here. Let's take Josh in Middleton. Josh, hello.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. First, I'd like to say I've loved your guys' show forever. I really wish...
thank you.
I'd like to say thank you so much. it's just been a great... I've listened ever since I was like 10, basically, and that's about 20 years ago. I'm actually from Oregon, funny enough, where I used to grow all my potatoes since I was 13. So I've been growing potatoes basically my entire life, so much so that people actually call me the Spud Stud. But yeah, I
had a question
about it. Yeah, it's not bad. kind of a same story, except, you know, instead of, you said India, right, is where you had your first potato?
Yes, I was born and raised there.
Oh, okay. What part of India?
I was born and raised in Mumbai, which is used to be called Bombay, and it's on the west coast of India, and so cosmopolitan city, yep.
And Josh, did you have a potato question?
Oh, yeah, sorry. One quick. My mother actually grew up in India. And she went to a charter school really close to there. So kind of a funny little side thing. But so, yes, when I'm making potatoes, so I have this mashed potato recipe, and it's basically called destructing mashed, or how's that called? Reconstructing the potato. So what I'm thinking of doing is taking these potatoes and kind of turning them back into like a hard type of potato. And I'm wondering if there's any good things that I put in there to do that.
I'm trying to understand. So you're trying to take the mashed potatoes and sort of form it into something that is more solid?
Is this sort of a twice-baked potato, Josh, where you make the mashed potato and put it back in the shell?
Well, not quite like that, because it still has that soft. I'm looking for like a hash brownie type crunchy, but keep that potato cake layer, like a good thing for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so in other words, one of the options, I think from what I am hearing you say is, you know, you're looking at taking mashed potatoes, and if you're looking at leftovers, for instance, how do you turn it into something that has a hash brown consistency, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's getting at, yeah.
Okay. And so what, you know, one of the things that I would, you know, again, do is, you know, oftentimes, if you want that cloud-like texture in the middle to hold itself, I would say and this sounds kind of opulent, I'm making it up as I'm going, is, you know, you can actually take another a large russet potato and then just shred it, peel it and shred it. And then what you do is you form, save half of it and then take half of that and spread it into a buttered pan. And then while it's sizzling, you can actually take some of those mashed potatoes that you made, and you can actually make that almost as a spread that as a really nice thick layer right on top of that. And then you take the remaining shred of potatoes that you've got. And again, I would make sure that you salt the shredded potatoes a little bit so you get more flavor. It doesn't, you know, sort of turn bland. And then you take this remaining half of the shredded potato and then put that on top of the mash layer. and then you cover the pan and then let the underside brown really well and then flip it over and then do the other side. And then I think you will end up with this, you know, this crispiness that you talk about, which has that hash brown quality to it.
But that sounds just delicious. And we'll talk more about that as we continue with Raghavan Iyer, who's with us now to talk about the potato, all its versatility, many ways to eat it. Raghavan is a James Beard Award winner and the author of the new cookbook, Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked and Fried 2, a celebration of potatoes in 75 irresistible recipes. And we'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite way to eat potatoes? Do you have a secret for French fries? Well, Raghavan does, and we'll try to get to that today as well. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll pick up our conversation in just a little bit here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. Raghavan Iyer is with us now to talk about how to get the most out of one of fall's most versatile comfort foods, the potato. He's a James Beard Award winner. His new cookbook is called Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked and Fried 2, a celebration of potatoes in 75 irresistible recipes. And we'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite way to eat potatoes? You can call us at 800-642-1234. And by the way, the recipe for Raghavan's mashed potatoes is up right now on the Central Time Facebook page, along with his recipe for the ultimate French fries. And let's take a caller now. We'll see if we can be quick and get through a couple of these. Ray in Brownsville is first. Ray, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was just wondering if your guest has a suggestion or if it's in his cookbook of how to make butter pow at home. And what bread to use. And I can take my answer off here.
Yeah, I think what the caller talked about, vada pav, is it's a Bombay street food. I don't have the recipe in this book, but it's actually in my book, 660 Curries. Mm-hmm. And in essence, what it is garlicky mashed potatoes that are flavored with chilies and ginger. And it's dipped in a chickpea flour batter. And it's fried. And then they take two slices of bread. And oftentimes, you know, if you think about, I make the comparison of it's sort of like the White Castle bun, square, and it's very soft. And it's what you're going to create is that textural difference. And so, you know, white bread against potatoes is not a sin in my book. And you put the two together. And so oftentimes, they'll get these fritters out of the oil hot, and then they take the bread and they smother the bread on both sides, on the inside, with a green chili chutney, and then they'll sprinkle sort of a dry garlic chili chutney on top of it as well, and they'll put the those croquettes right into that and you eat them as a sandwich. And it's piping hot, and it's truly one of the safest foods to eat on the streets of Mumbai. It is a Mumbai street food staple. There is sort of a version of that in this book, actually, as well. In the appetizer, I call it A Tale of Two Cities, and it's basically taking the same mashed potatoes and season it very slightly in two different ways and dip it in the chickpea flour batter and you fry them. And so there is a version of that. One is fried in the Mumbai style that I just talked about, and the other one is fried actually in the South Indian version of seasoning that with roasted lentils and mustard seeds, and then it's... and it's fried as well. So it is it's one of those foods that when I land in Mumbai, I get there once a year, once every other year. And that's the first thing I actually indulge in is about 4 to 5 of these vada pavs.
Oh, that sounds fabulous, too. Well, we've got Thanksgiving around the corner, and sweet potatoes are something that comes up a lot, whether you do eat it at the Thanksgiving table or maybe you eat it in sort of a stew. What do you recommend for kind of a simple treatment, but tasty treatment of a sweet potato?
You know, obviously, the simplest thing is to just to bake it, and then if you just mash that a little bit and add, you know, really fine quality coarse sea salt, works beautifully well. But you know, because it's Thanksgiving, I say you should probably take it a little step further, and instead of going with your more traditional pies, or in addition to your apple pie, which, by the way, would be great using sweet potatoes instead, is to do a chocolate sweet potato pound cake. And I have that recipe in the book, and it's I do it in a bund pan, so you know it comes out looking gorgeous. And it's and the role of those sweet potatoes in there, you know, it makes it extremely moist, and it has and I oftentimes will season that batter with a combination of cloves and cinnamon and cracked black peppercorns, spices that are similarly used in, you know, people will make certain kinds of chai in certain parts of India. So taking those spices, and then which is also, you know, the aromatics that you find in holiday baking in the U.S. And so I flavor the batter with these spices, and so and the sweet potatoes, you know, and that comes into play beautifully well when the cake comes out. I mean, it's rich and it's decadent and it's moist and it's very flavorful. Oftentimes, if you want to indulge, you know, I oftentimes will serve that with a nice, healthy portion of a fine vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that sounds
beautiful.
Sounds delicious. I'm going to think about that for Thanksgiving at least. Raghavan, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds all sounds so delicious tonight. Thank you.
It's my pleasure being with you, Veronica, and thank you so much.
That was Raghavan Iyer, James Beard Award winner and author of the cookbook Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked and Fried 2, Celebration of Potatoes in 75 Irresistible Recipes. And you can check out his recipes for French fries and mashed potatoes over on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time.